This is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. This course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. The purpose of this workbook is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. It is doing these exercises that will make the goal of this course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. Transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. Remember that one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible. The very nature of true perception is that it has no limits. It is the opposite of the way that you see now. Myself is ruler of the universe. It is impossible that anything should come to me unbidden by myself. Even in this world, it is I who rule my destiny. What happens is what I desire. What does not occur is what I do not want to happen. Listen, this must I accept. For thus am I led past this world to my creation, children of my will, in heaven, where my holy self abides with them and him who has created me. You are the self whom you created, Son, creating like yourself and one with you. Myself, which rules the universe, is but your will in perfect union with my own, which can but offer glad assent to yours, that it may be extended to itself. I will accept atonement for myself. Here's the end of choice. For here, we come to a decision to accept ourself as God created us. And what is choice except uncertainty of what we are? There is no doubt that is not rooted right here. There is no question but reflects this one. There is no conflict that does not entail the single simple question, what am I? What am I? Yet, who could ask this question except one who has refused to recognize himself? Only refusal to accept yourself could make the question seem to be sincere. Listen, the only thing that can be surely known by any living thing is what it is. From this one point of certainty, it looks on other things as certain as itself. What am I? Who am I? Where am I? Why am I? Look, uncertainty about what you must be is self-deception on a scale so vast that its magnitude can hardly be conceived. To be alive and not to know yourself is to believe that you are really dead. For what is life except to be yourself? And what but you can be alive instead? Who's the doubter? What is it that he doubts? Whom does he question? Who can answer him? Who am I? What am I? Why am I? Where am I going? What's going on around here? That's what I want to know. And what I want to know is how soon you're going to begin to share with me the idea of the particular lesson that we have chosen to offer you today in regard to a new self-realization that has come upon you in the idea that you had posed the question, who am I? To which you added, where am I? Why am I? What are we doing here? How can I, through the auspices of a new mind training of my mind, begin to accept in its most fundamental idea about conversion of light energy who I am? As amazing as that may seem to you, it's the fundamental problem that besets you within the universe of organization of thought, that perplex you in the conceptual idea of alterations of form that are now being adjusted in this lesson of our workbook of mind training of this Course in Miracles being directed from a center of light, our Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in a refocusing of ideas that will persist with us now until this title, what is it I'm searching for? What is it that I want? Where is my entitlement? Remember the beginning of this video? More practices with me. It is myself who is ruler of the universe. Everything I see out there is nothing but a reflection of how I want to look at myself in the particulars of the mind training that I intend to exercise in lesson 139. Which is going to say to those who are gathered here, would you recite gently to me what 139 is?
I will accept the atonement for myself.
I will accept the atonement for myself. And the voice from out there said, what does he mean by that? The voice out there for a moment that said, I doubt this. I doubt that I'm the ruler of the universe. I doubt that I could actually change my mind and come into a new focus. Yet he tells me that this lesson is going to acknowledge that I'm a doubter. Listen. Uncertainty about what you must be is self-deception on a scale so vast Its magnitude can hardly be conceived. To be alive and not to know yourself is to believe that you're really dead. For what is life except to be yourself? And what but you can be alive instead? Who's the doubter? What does he doubt? Whom does he question? Who can answer him? Look, he merely states that he's not himself. And therefore, being something else becomes a questioner of what that something else is. Yet he could never be alive at all unless he knew the answer. Look with me. If he asks as if he does not know, it merely shows he doesn't want to be the thing that he is. He has accepted it because he lives. He has judged against it and denied its worth and has decided that he does not know the only certainty by which he lives. And the only certainty by which he can possibly live within this framework of the occupancy of body association, look with me now, regardless of the formulation it appears to take within my body form of the reflection of light, that there must be somewhere in the particulars of the question, who am I? The admission in its most fundamental sense that I must already know. How else in all of space-time, how else in all of the universe could I be posing the question, who am I? Where am I? What am I doing in this body form? How did I get into this perspective of the idea of reflection of light in a universe so vast that it's not within my imagined capacity to know what it is? You look with me. This is the importance of the term that we use in regard to the conversion of the body formulation in light, identified in the Christian tradition, in the tradition of religious association with myself, that the discovery of who I am within my idea of myself will be self-inclusive in the idea of the light energy that affords me the term resurrection. Those of us who have been very active now through the message of Jesus in the idea that we would be contained in a practice in the entirety of our determination of self-recognition, that there's another manner in which we can look at our proceedings within space-time. Here I am now with you, and we're going to practice for a moment. They call me a master teacher. All that means is I have determined within the cycle of myself that every identity that I imposed on myself in recognition in my search for who I was turned out to be who I'm not, and that I could find no doubt that within the reaches of myself would have to be a whole alternative that had no regard to the procedures by which conceptually I attempted to identify myself within a body form of containment. Look at me now from the satellite. Look at me now from the appearance of those standing with you in this light form, in the simple idea that we have gathered together with a fundamental acknowledgement that we're doubters. I remember when my Savior Jesus appeared here. and the immediate evidence of his idea that you could doubt who you are, he responded by saying very simply, "Why would you doubt? All of the power of the universe is given to you. Who you are cannot actually be questioned by anything in the entirety that ever will be, has been, or could be at this moment." Which leads us to the value that we offer in the mind training in this lesson 139, that somehow I don't know who I am. Because I've decided somewhere at last, based on increased evidence of alternative in reflected conditions of dark light. We're using the term, if you may remember now, holograms of light, ideas of correspondence. That the only reason that I don't know who I am is that within the lifelessness of the light form of my containment, I have constructed innumerable evidence of correspondence of my body form that are contained within my determination to continue to doubt. And the reason that I continue to doubt is that somewhere within the fabric of story about ourselves, about the species, about a human being, are continuing evidences of the possibility that I could be separate from the entirety of the universe that's all around me. And in that moment, self-containment, conflictual light identity, came the idea of fear. The one lesson, and I'm using Jesus, and now particularly you, because you have taken your place in that correspondent, would be for us to teach the one thing that we cannot possibly doubt is love. And since there is only love, there's no fundamental need that I question a doubt about myself. Most particularly, if the entirety of myself is coming not only from the power of the universe, but from an idea of the totality of me that is a counter dream in the illusion of self-identity to who I thought I was in order that I could maintain doubt about the one thing in which there can be no doubt. Listen. Thus, you become uncertain of his life, of your life, for what it is has been denied by you. It is for this denial that you need at one moment atonement. Your denial made no change in what you are, but you have split your mind into what knows and does not know the truth. Look with me, come on. You are yourself. You know it, I know it, and everyone in consciousness knows it. There's no doubt of this. Look with me, and yet you doubt it. But you do not ask what part of you can really doubt yourself. It cannot really be a part of you that asks this question, for it asks of one who knows the answer. Were it part of you, then certainly that would be impossible. Mind training in the idea that you don't know yourself. The only manner in which you could not know who you are is to take a thought pattern about who you must be in your entirety. Split it in divisional associations of reflection, of separation of the cause of yourself and the effect of you, in which you now identify, you want to hear this with me, how simple, another body association of yourself that appears to be separate from you. Say to me, I doubt it. Of course. Say to me, where am I? Where am I? In the dream of the illusion, you are constructed what we call a hologram of light identity, where the reflection of you is giving you back a correspondence of yourself, all right, that was not acceptable to you in its entirety. Very simply, because it would have taken the hologram of light energy in the construction, listen, of what is not life, and given it a moment within the idea of a matrix of light energy that you hold in order to stay in conflict with yourself. You ready? Self-admission of who you are. One self in all of the universe, and that's the self that I am offering you now from the new perspective of yourself within the idea of self-crucifixion that has resulted through a forgiveness modality not to continue to inflict on yourself the doubt about you that is now manifested in the other organization of time episodes of other people that appear to be about you. The practice of this lesson has given you a new perspective in a very fundamental admission that while it began with the idea of the acknowledgement of doubt, in the process of the examination of the inevitability of doubt, from even a conceptual idea about who you were, could not be, say to me, a shared answer. Yeah. The perspective that you're identifying yourself within a hologram of energy idea in which we construct stories about ourselves and share the split in our determination that since it's impossible to doubt who we are, we remain in conflictual ideas of reflection of light that momentarily justify the occupation of our body identity. As an advanced teacher, a teacher of God, one who espouses the certainty of the resurrection, I am appearing with us in an intention through forgiveness to share a momentary motion and practice of an attention of the reality of light form, okay? And at that instant, we recognize ourselves. Practice with me. I'd really like to know who I am. Say it. Would you? Would you like to know who you are? Will you let me help you? Construction of the idea of the lesson contained in today to your determination to accelerate the practice of your mind in a determination to begin to identify yourself from a certainty that in the practice of an idea, let's use Master Jesus, that you is myself. No matter what regard I have about myself in my formulation, I'm going to practice a very fundamental idea that since the resurrection of myself in reflected light has occurred, I'm not this body. So that the struggle that I'm feeling within my own mind in my determination to get a reflection from my brother, from myself, that I have now subtracted from myself, no matter how I attempt to resolve it within my own mind, is going to increase the conflict of self-doubt. It cannot not, because every time I appear to find the solution, it no longer is justified in my own mind. Will you stand by with me? Because I'm going to have to leave you now just for about 46 seconds. What I'm going to do is increase the frequency of light identity to shorten the distance in the perspective that the resurrection has already occurred. The manner in which I intend to do that are nothing but a decision that you have made in regard to demonstrate that ultimately there isn't anything outside of yourself, that all of the decisions you are making in regard to what you want to be are only contained within your own mind. Here we go. In that moment of self-recognition, we recognize together the entirety of a bright new condition of love that grows in us with intensity of light form, so that the reflection that we are getting now, that formerly caused all of the conflict that we shared within our own mind, has been resolved in the simple admission that once we admitted that we doubted, we could examine the certainty that out in the universe somewhere, in all of life, there had to be an answer to this impossible problem that we could have been separate from what everything is. So we can say together, God has gone with us wherever we have gone, because God is the mind with which we are thinking. And as we are reminded to perform in the act of the practice, God, bless us, each and every one, in your new appearance. I'll be right back. A nanosecond, a billionth of a billionth of a second. The most fleeting event that scientists can clock are measured in nanoseconds. Researchers have created pulses of light lasting just 250 attoseconds using sophisticated high-speed lasers. Although the interval seems unimaginably brief, it is an aeon compared with the Planck-Time Association, about 10 to the minus 43rd second, which is believed to be the shortest period possible duration. And what I'd like to share with you is the idea that that's how much time has actually lapsed between the time in which we inserted a commercial in an effort for you to understand that while you went into a variation of the idea of you contained within a space location, okay, and it appeared to be an interval between a very fundamental decision that you have actually already made, although it doesn't seem to be that, you recognize in that billionth of a second, in that nanosecond, that it could have been of any length that you were determined to let it represent within your body form what you wanted to see about yourself in that correspondent. Just a moment now about Jesus and the resurrection, because I know it's on the satellite contained. Listen with me. The resurrection has occurred. Query, how long did it take? How about a nanosecond? How about, look with me, light factoring of conversion of body form? What difference does it make? What difference is it going to make about a process of conflict that you feel in your own mind in regard to a process of body identity contained within a perspective of a hologram? That is a complete factoring of what we would term duplication of cause and effect relationship, if they cannot not contain within what we used to term an idea of causal loop of energy identity, look with me, on which a stage has been set up for you to make an appearance, can you hear this with me, that can only last as long as you are determined within your identity of yourself on a decision that you have previously made in how long you want this idea of separation from God, of separation from what everything in the universe is, to last. How long do you want to be in conflictual doubt about who you are, and in that determination of pain to momentarily eliminate the pain for fear of the resolution of the conflict that is necessary for you to keep within your body form in order to continue to identify yourself in, though it only lasted a nanosecond, a billionth of a second, but it can seem a very long time with you. Look at that. There was a nanosecond. There. Thank you. Here, the Galactic Association that afforded me knowledge that for a moment I did not find over here, with me, was the exact distance in the light form of my body identity that made me believe. Remember when the old man was here in body form and taught that he's now 86 years old within the factoring of your mind, and that in the hologram of identity there's all sorts of figures of body's identity walking around, each one measuring himself in terms of his own determination to reflect back to himself a procedure of time. Suddenly, in the practice within your own conceptual mind of the inevitability of continuing conversions in your attempt that cannot not contain choices, choices that can be made in your own mind in the certainty that since you have posed the question, what am I? It's impossible that you don't know the answer. Okay? Be reasonable with me, conceptual mind determined to remain within that factoring of time. What is the retention of the factoring of time? Death. Baby. Come on. Say death. Yeah. Not knowing who you are is what death is. Remember? We just read in lesson 139 the idea that you are contained within yourself and have no idea who you are or what you are could only be an idea of death. So you are forced by your own decision factoring to hold within your mind an aggregation of time of coming here, being here, and using up within yourself reflections of light that maintain the possibility that you could be within your own memory fabric, an idea that you're a body. Yet no matter how much you persist in it, the doubt continues. So you tread your timid way for fear of the inevitability of the loss that's going to occur somewhere within your fabric of this hologram, despite your determination, you're going to listen to me there now, you, to accept a role in yourself, a part that the world within the hologram of light has given you. You listen with me now, those of you advancing very rapidly in the power of your mind to change your mind. You listen with me about the idea for today's lesson. Don't let the world out there tell you who you are. The world out there has no more idea about who you are than you have within your own mind. So you begin to share together the fundamental idea of doubt, which is nothing but a tick particular of being momentarily separated from what everything in the universe is, and continue within your own dream sequence to identify yourself as participating in doubt and uncertainty about who you must be through the simple admission that if you have forgotten, now with the resurrection of Jesus, I am reoccurring within your own mind to remind you of a dream, a very old dream, a very original dream contained within you, where there enters into your procedure a figure of light from outside of the frame of yourself and offers you an agency of conversion in the power of light that will represent entirely the power of the universe. And at that moment, your body will disappear from the hologram. Are you listening? This is what you're afraid of. You heard it with me. You're actually afraid and retain in your idea, we used to use the word flesh, the idea of body containment in yourself, where you have already made the fundamental admission that your body was in the idea of reflected light coming back to you is changing all the time. What a great practice, the idea that you can train your mind in a systematic way to continually, each moment, each nanosecond, discover a whole new you that you previously had held separate from yourself in order to maintain the idea of sorrow and loss and conflict within the illusion that this, within the hologram of light reflection, could possibly have been what life is. Because it's not. My offering to you now, at the beginning of this episode, is nothing but a fundamental admission that yourself is the ruler of this universe by the simple acknowledgement that you cannot not be participating within the power of your mind to decide whether you want to remain now within this fabric of space-time or have simply decided that there must be other than this. Listen. Here it is. We're going to be at one, whether we like it or not. Atonement, at one-ment, remedies the strange idea that it is possible to doubt yourself and be unsure of what you really are. You listen with me now, human beings. This is the depth of madness. Look. Yet it is the universal question of the world. What does this mean except that the world is crazy? The world is mad. The world doesn't know what it is. Look, why share its madness in the sad belief that what is universal here would have to be true? And just for a moment, in the increase of the frequency of the idea of the determination of a new outcome that you want, look, you are feeling a moment of intense joy in a passion of self-recognition. The mind training is always questioning you. Every time you ask a question, the answer that I'm going to give you, I'm presumed to be a master teacher here, the one thing I discovered in its entirety is there isn't a world. How difficult was that for you to do within your own self-concept? As difficult as anything could ever be in all of space-time. Look with me. The intensity of your need to doubt who you are cannot not at that moment contain the same power that you exercise within the idea of the entirety of creative reality in which you must be sharing eternally and eternally extending from you. In order to, in your madness, in your insanity, in your non-recognition of yourself, is precisely and exactly the same power that you will employ in your decision to continually convert the idea that something out there within your own body formulation of yourself could possibly harm you. Look with me. I'm with you now in your dream. The satellite is broadcasting this simple lesson that I will no longer doubt who I am. I'm going to place my faith in alternative. I'm going to faith the idea that I can be whole and perfect. In a very fundamental, simple admission that having made the most basic admission that I can make, that I really don't know who I am, where I am, what I'm doing, that somewhere, since I am in recognition
of not knowing, it must be that I know. Time lasted but a nanosecond within your own mind, with no effect upon the idea of your eternity from the magnificent Course in Miracles. So as all time passed, and everything exactly as it was in that moment when the idea of crucifixion, of terror, of the idea of punishment, and the idea of the fear of God entered in to the insane prospect that through the use of constriction of your idea of formulation of light, you could actually believe that this is what life is. There are teachers out in the world coming back, thank you, into this framework from outside of the hologram, who momentarily have simply disappeared from this existent association in the matrix of energy, which continues to be chaotic. In the penetration of that form that occurred at the moment of resurrection, suddenly you're beginning to look around and discover who? Yourself. Suddenly you're appearing within the idea of formulation of your body and discovering to your joyful necessity for conversion that you actually want the conversion. But it was a decision that you had to make. Nothing the world believes is true. It's a place whose purpose is to be a home where those who claim they do not know themselves can come to question what it is that they are. You better start listening to me, and they will come again, and they will come again, and they will come again and again and again until the time atonement is accepted and they learn it is impossible to doubt yourself and not to be aware of what you are. Look with me. Only acceptance can be asked of you, for what you are is certain. Listen. It is set forever in the holy mind of God and in your own. It is so far beyond all doubt and questioning that to ask what it must be is all the proof you need to show that you believe the contradiction that you know not what you cannot fail to know. Is this a question or a statement which denies itself in statement? Let us not allow our holy minds to occupy themselves with senseless musing such as this. And you caught me in just a moment of senseless musing. There's a great deal of joy in the idea that you have begun to practice the proceeding of the possibility of increasing ideas about yourself in reference to yourself that have become increasingly meaningful within your own mind. Senseless musing. One of the great dream sequences of our mind is its impossible infactoring of locations anywhere in the little earth that represents ourselves. We do not dream of solutions within our own mind, and somewhere within the dream we process a brand new idea that at that moment is so joyous to us within our dream factor that we begin to understand that deep down within each one of us and I'm going to use a word here, is an insight. Deep down within each one of us is a new dream. Once you acknowledge the possibility of body identification within your form, your search for love is persistent in your need to know who you are. And it becomes a factor within your mind where you increase ideas of resolution of problem. Shall we tell you why? Nothing could be simpler than the resolution of an idea that you could have been separate in a constancy of idea of particulars of space-time location that lasted for that nanosecond, that there is not contained within that frequency of light. Watch with me now, that frequency of light in the idea that you have not known who you are, that you recognize yourself. I know you. What's occurred since the resurrection of Jesus? So much light form is coming into this procedure that suddenly the concepts of the body that you previously held separate from yourself, we wouldn't want to leave you without the necessity for forgiveness and the recognition of the fundamental idea that there actually isn't anything out there, so that you've come into the insight of you. Look with me. And while you momentarily have felt alone and lost and painful and in a Gethsemane of not knowing who you are, you finally have reached a momentous decision that since time lasted only that nanosecond, you will no longer hold on to the idea of your past, project it into the future, and live within that arrangement. Here's the offering of my dream to you now. This is a dream of before you came into this attitude of an idea of separation and after you left. It's a moment that you are increasingly discovering within this little platform of dark energy that is all around you, suddenly appearing around you in a brand new continuum of time is everything that you possibly could have been searching for. And in that recognition of each other, fear is gone, loss is gone, now you're listening, body is gone, and in that moment of resurrection, you're gone from here. Expression of the activity of at one is the joy that we are sharing together in the passion of my love for you and the sharing of the certainty that God loves us with absolutely no regard to the conflict we felt within our body formulation. I'll be back in a moment. I'm going to compete the idea with you in the certainty that the completion of it is possible within your own formulation. God goes with us everywhere that we have gone in any particular of ourself, because God is the mind with which we are thinking, and we intend to say together, as we have for over 2,000 years within the framework of this time cycle, God, bless us, each and every one.